I mean, the first time that this was that this became clear to me was actually, again, to go back to Banff, when they did, during, they have a big classical program there as well in the summer. Oh, they did, I'm not sure if they still do have, but they did have at that time. And, well, they do have, but they don't run them simultaneously, but at that time they did, which was fantastic, because you'd usually had an opera production going on, chamber music and the jazz program all going on at the same time, so it's fantastic. Anyway, they did a concert of contemporary bass, double bass music. And there were three really great bass players. They were all teaching. They had some, one of them was in the orchestra playing, this, was the principal in the opera orchestra. And then two guys were teaching double bass. Yeah. And they played these contemporary double bass pieces, solo pieces.
Yeah.
And Dave Holland improvised three pieces. And what he played was just absolutely mind-bogglingly good. But it always struck me is that the all the rest of the work, they had all this music and they played the, I don't know how they played, it was so hard, but he did stuff that was equally hard and equally off the map in terms of sonic production of a sound, but he just made it up on the spot.
Yeah.
I remember thinking to myself, Jesus, if I was one of the composers who wrote one of these pieces and I'm sitting here now, I'd be saying, Jesus, what a waste of bloody time. And this guy, how, after I've all my years of training and all the time it took me to get that down on paper, this guy gets up there and makes the shit up and comes up with something like that, you know.